This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wang Shaning. US markets rallied overnight following news that tariffs will be delayed until December as President Donald Trump bowed to economic concerns. And the move to temporarily cease the trade war comes as senior officials from both sides had their first phone conversation since the threat of tariffs earlier this month.
Yes, Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin discussed this over the phone. Another meeting is set to take place in 2 weeks, but it's unclear at this current moment if it's in person and whether that will happen sometime in September. Of course, this phone conversation, we don't really know whether there was any progress made, but analysts see the move to delay tariffs as signs of Trump's political vulnerability.
Yeah, no, we also have the presidential election that's coming up sometime next year. And I don't know whether the Chinese are factoring this into their talks, but certainly as far as Donald Trump is concerned, he's very confident of winning that election. And it is definitely going to agitate things. It's not going to let this go so easily, I think, judging by his past track record.
What is interesting to note is that he somehow seems to be, I don't know whether it's just me guessing, he seems to be very, very sensitive to market movements. So whenever there's any very sharp correction, you would actually see him kind of very quiet on Twitter and then retrace his steps with regards to any tariffs. So he kind of like tests the water almost. So for me, I think he always looks at how the Dow Jones closes, how the S&P closes, and then he reacts.
Yeah, and I think, I guess if that is an actual strategy that he's employing, right, it's probably not too bad of one, because so you make this outrageous statement and you send markets into free fall, then you roll it back a bit, and then you make a slightly less outrageous statement, and everybody thinks, okay, that's not as bad as it was initially. It's still bad, but it's not as bad.
Yeah, so markets correct 700 points, then I see something else, and then market goes up 400 points.
Well, I mean, if he's really relying on that as a signal, he would be clear by now that the market does not like this trade war. So he should end it today, right? This kind of trade war that's happening. And I think that's
but
enough.
We do know that sometimes he does not have, his movements are not always logical, right?
And there's enough lobby groups to tell him that actually, hey, these tariffs are also not doing the American consumers any good, because what it results in is higher prices.
But at the end of the day, what was his aim in this, right? In launching this entire trade war, it was to get China to come and play with the US on a level playing field, right? And that was one of the things, that was the thing that he campaigned on. So even initially when he kicked off this trade war, it was seen as a step towards fulfilling that promise. So maybe it is a longer play to correct the trade imbalance between the two countries. And perhaps that's something that will still manage to win him voters in 2020. So it's a little bit of it's always a guessing game as to how these things weigh in Trump's head.
Well,
it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the Trump tech, you know, to bring the Chinese to the negotiating table. But really, you know, and I'm just putting this into a very, very short summary because I'm not very good with economics, right? The economic detail of it. It's not that China has operated on an uneven playing field all this while. It's just that they were a low-cost producer, and a lot of this manufacturing bases that were shifted to China were actually a benefit to the Americans because it lowered prices for the Americans, and the Americans didn't want such low-based jobs anyway, right? They started to focus on other things like innovation and technology, and which is why a lot of the tech work is in the Silicon Valley. But to actually bring all these low-cost jobs or labor-intensive jobs back to the U.S. is not necessarily a solution.
Well, unfortunately, Trump missed that economics 101 class that he should have gone for, Julian, because he sees the world trade as a zero-sum game, as in there can only be one winner and one loser. And in his mind, U.S. was losing because China was having a trade surplus. What he didn't notice is, yes, there is a trade surplus, but it has actually gradually decreased. And there is no, and if anything, the Chinese also do not want, have been buying back their yen. They have not actually been trying to suppress the renminbi down. So his view of world economics is slightly different, you know, as in to him, it's America first. And I think he needs to go out there for the 2020 elections and say to the Farmers Belt, to the Rust Belt, that, hey, jobs are there, you know. Mm-hmm. Are we going to bring jobs back to America?
And in the meantime, though, Chinese products at almost $300 billion worth will be split into two separate tariffs. Items that remain on the list to hit September on September 1st are agricultural products, antiques, clothes and kitchenware, as well as footwear. But big ticket categories like laptops, smartphones, children's toys, those will only be subject to tariffs after December 15th. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.